If you're craving that perfect touch of creaminess in your coffee, look no further than Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. With five irresistible flavors like Very Vanilla, Melty Mocha, and Marshmallow, you can elevate your coffee experience by adding a deliciously foamy layer to your favorite brew, hot or cold. Each can tops up to 20 cups of coffee. That's great value. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com, find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's coffeetoppersfoam.com.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new Cinnamon Pull-Apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery-inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet, warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey-gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon Pull-Apart. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's, the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart. Only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5%. Your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35 for 5% discount. Restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
This episode is brought to you by Lumen, a line of brilliant men's skincare solutions crafted especially for men who want to look and feel their brightest. Do you find yourself staring at those fine lines and dark circles in the mirror? Meet Lumen Skin's Dark Circle Defense Balm, a lightweight gel with caffeine to brighten and smooth skin, and lemon extract to cleanse and rejuvenate, evening out those dark spots. Try Lumen's Dark Circle Defense Balm for free. Visit lumenskin.com/Elvis for your trial. Say goodbye to the fine lines and under-eye bags, and hello to a refreshed you.
Oh my gosh, look at this! We have all collected in this one little room to celebrate the fact it's Friday! What day does this feel like to you?
It feels like a Friday.
Whoa! Oh! Whoa! Good, yeah,
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
It is a Friday.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the day. It's Friday. It is Friday, October 7th.
Yep.
And it is the weekend.
Yeah.
Friday. Yeah.
God, this week was like 3 months long.
It really was. It was so long.
Am I the only one who thought that? Anyway, well, no. It is Friday. We deserve it. You know, whatever you did, whatever you didn't do this weekend, doesn't matter because you got the weekend now.
Woo!
Yeah. So weird. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
Gandhi.
Good morning.
Gandhi. Hello, Nate. Hi, straight Nate.
Buenos dias.
Well, there is producer Sam at the tip.
Oh, hi.
Scotty B.
Hi.
Caught him walking in from another floor in our building. Wonder what he was doing.
Scotty.
Absolutely. And there's Diamond. Hi, Diamond. How are you?
Hi, I'm great.
I saw Coaster Boy Josh. He's here early today.
His birthday's this weekend. Happy birthday, Josh.
Happy birthday, Coaster Boy Josh. I saw Garrett. I saw Andrew. I see Fat Boy Slim.
Right about now.
Uh-oh.
The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now.
Funk Soul Brother. Oh, my God. Whatever you're doing this weekend, go balls deep. You know what I'm saying? I'd explain that to my parents one time.
Oh, gosh.
Elvis, what does balls deep mean?
Well, Mom. And I got that. I didn't raise the son to speak like that. Well, obviously you did.
Oh, I got that all the time.
Yeah. Now, you see, yours is reversed, because Danielle is the kid in her family. Yeah. Her young sons have to, like, reprimand her.
They do. Mom, we heard that.
Yeah,
sorry,
Mom,
sorry.
You old crazy lady. Anyway, you only have two cats. One day, you'll be the old crazy lady with 15 cats.
Oh, gosh, please, no.
Welcome to the day. Kate's having a birthday today. Happy birthday, Kate.
Thank you.
And it's your big 40th. Look at that.
I know, right?
Well, so, okay, when you're 30, it's your dirty 30. But when you're 40, it's your...
Lordy.
Oh, God, I'm 40. Anyway, 40. That ain't nothing. Happy birthday. What are you going to do? What are you doing today?
So, I'm off from work. I work in a prison, so I'm off. Going to hang out here, do a little bit of chores, and I'm going to have dinner with my family tonight.
Well, you know, we work in a prison of sorts as well. So, Kate, what do you do down at the old prison?
I work in the mental health department.
Oh, good.
Just a secretary, so.
Doesn't matter.
I've been there for 17 years.
You're good part time. Of a great process in the penal mm-hmm. system.
Yes.
I like saying penal system.
Yes,
I don't know why.
Do.
Anyway, I hope you have the best 40th birthday ever. Well, it's your only one, so you have no choice. But thank you very much for starting your weekend with us. And what do we have? We need to give her a birthday gift.
We have a vintage deadstock Elvis Duran in the Morning Show t-shirt.
Yay!
Awesome.
Nice.
Thank you so much. I listen to you guys every day. You make me so happy. And when I'm sad, you know, I have a good 45-minute commute to work, so...
Well, not today.
You're very uplifting.
You're
no,
off
not today.
Oh, God. Go back to bed. Kate, happy birthday. And remember, when it's your birthday, you're the queen of the day. You own the day, okay?
Thank you so much.
And remember my motto for the weekend? If you're going to do it this weekend, how do you do it?
Balls deep.
Balls deep.
Balls deep.
Do it balls deep, Kate. Hold on one second. Happy birthday. Kate knows.
Yep.
She knows. Anyway, did everyone have a good night? Good Thursday?
Fabulous.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gandhi, how was your night?
Absolutely. I went out to dinner with my sister, and it was great. Just the two of us.
Wait, your freshly married sister?
Yes, my freshly married sister.
So there's no honeymoon on the horizon for them?
They're going to do it in February.
Okay.
More icky in Columbus and they can get to a nice sunny spot.
Exactly. Well, and your night last night, Danielle?
My kids won all their sports, which was fantastic. Soccer and cross country was amazing.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It was awesome.
Sounds like everyone had a good night.
Yeah.
Well, let's get
How about
in.
You?
I worked all night. I had last week I didn't get a lot done because of stuff going on. I had a mountain of things. I had to go online and find forms and send them to these people.
Oh.
It's like one of those nights where you're like, bah!
Ugh, hate those.
On the phone with the crypto people.
No. Mm. Oh.
Crypto.
I was on the phone with the crypto, not the crypt people.
Oh.
That's next. That's my next call. No. It was like just taking care of business, doing taxes from like 10 years ago. It's just one of those nights, you know?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Anyway, well, it is Friday. Let's roll into the three things we need to know, good and bad. It's all right here. Gandhi, what's going on?
All right. President Biden is pardoning thousands of people convicted of simple marijuana possession. The president's action applies to all Americans who have been convicted of the charge at the federal level. Biden is also calling on governors to take the same action at the state level and is asking the attorney general to review how marijuana is classified under federal law. Of course, the move is getting mixed reactions, with some calling the plan dangerous and outrageous. Others, like New York City's Mayor Eric Adams, are calling it long overdue and adding that it will get the ball rolling on righting decade-long wrongs. The CDC says it's going to stop reporting daily COVID cases. Starting this month, the federal agency will switch to weekly COVID reports instead. In an update this week, the CDC said it was doing this to allow more flexibility while reducing the work on state and local governments. The change will start October 20th. And finally, I don't know if you guys have seen any of this, but there's some scandal brewing with the Miss USA pageant.
Yes.
Some of the contestants are saying it was rigged for Miss Texas to win. Apparently, a lot of the women actually walked off stage when Arbany Gabriel won. Miss Montana even hit TikTok saying that Gabriel was predetermined to be the winner and says she has receipts. She says she's not alone, and that's not the only trouble. They all say that they are fired up and confronting the Miss USA organization with their own allegations.
Ooh.
From 2021, so we'll see what goes on. And those are your three things.
This is why I never would compete.
Oh, is this why?
I always knew there was trouble brewing.
I don't
always.
Weren't you like a judge once and like people threaten your life and stuff?
But it wasn't that bad.
What?
No, it was Miss Universe?
Whoa.
I don't know. It was a bunch of people from all over the world. What would that be? Miss
Universe? Yeah,
World
universe.
Or something?
Okay, it could be Miss World.
Miss whatever.
And like the parents and people come over to him like, hey, you're going to pick my daughter? They're nasty, right?
Yeah, they are nasty. That's why I chose never to judge in anything ever again.
Yeah.
You know, get ready. We are hosting the New York City Wine and Food Festival Tacos and Tequila Night.
Yeah.
We have to judge the taco contest. And you know, people who make tacos, man, they will take your life. They will shank you if you don't vote for their tacos.
Yeah, that's true.
So we got to get security for that thing. Anyway, you guys ready for Friday?
Yes,
let's do it. Go, 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 go. Hello, lady.
We've all
also got a good friend of ours, Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
This is Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Wendy's new homestyle French toast sticks are so good. Some are saying that they're better than their own mom's French toast. Perfectly crispy on the outside, perfectly fluffy on the inside, perfectly perfect in every way. Try Wendy's new homestyle French toast sticks today.
Yeah, feels good. Oh, that feels great.
What is it?
Are we on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Scary, don't do that.
Is that scary?
He has no idea what I'm even talking about.
I didn't think that was scary doing that.
Oh, you didn't?
No. Anyway, where were we? Hey, well, yeah, Friday, we have another $1,000 free money phone tap on the way, thanks to Skittles Shriekers. Mm-hmm. What else do you want to do today? Do we have any guests today, Nate?
No guests, but next week we got Charlie Puth.
I think he was
very excited.
I love him.
Have you seen his latest photo spread, whatever it is he did? I saw it somewhere, maybe on Instagram. Mm. Yes. It almost looks like 80s porn.
Oh, he's got that little stash going on. That little 80s stash.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. You got to look at it and you'll see what I'm saying.
Did you see the happy trail?
I didn't notice that, but I love how you noticed that.
I did.
It's scary.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like 80s porn a little bit, right?
Oh, my.
Believe me, I was in the 80s. I looked at porn. That's what it looked like.
This one looks like Flashdance.
It does.
Oh, I think his album's out today.
Oh, my.
What's today's date?
Today's Friday.
Seven, I think so.
It's out today.
Yeah, out today.
Yeah, well, let me put that up.
We should discover some of Charlie Puth's new songs.
Yeah. I was watching some of his videos. He does such a good job with his videos. They're so cute.
We love Charlie. And he's on next week. What day is he here?
Tuesday. Sorry, I was distracted by his...
His what?
His happy little trail.
Let me see his happy trail.
Yes, yeah, see that?
See, Charlie's Scary happy was trail. Right. He's got a
trail. A happy trail. Yeah, his album is out today.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You said it three times, and then Scary passed me a note and said, it's out today.
Thanks, Scary.
Scary, it's kind of weird. You're a little delayed.
Well, I'm just trying to confirm everything, you know? I want to make sure
we did. It's good. But thank you for trying. Scary just told me that it's Friday. It's all good. Hey, you know who's having a birthday this weekend? Coaster Boy Josh is having a birthday this weekend.
Yeah, Coaster Boy Josh!
I wonder how he celebrates.
I can't wait for the cake, too. Don't forget we have cake.
Well, he's behind you.
Hey, we got cake.
We have no surprises. Hey, Josh, come here. He hates it when we call him. It's your birthday weekend.
Happy birthday, Josh!
He's wearing his Arturo's Greenwich Village t-shirt. What are you going to do to celebrate your birthday?
Oh, my God.
What happened?
Hello?
I hit my hat with the headphone.
Yeah, I know. What are you going to do to celebrate your birthday?
I'm going to get some drinks. Get drunk.
All right.
Good for you.
So how's this different than any other weekend?
Yeah, it's actually, yeah.
I mean, are you going to go out and eat something? What are you doing?
Andrew's got this place in Jersey City. We're going to go watch the football games. And the Browns are playing, so I'm going to have to get drunk for that reason, too. Oh, baseball playoffs, too, this weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
So you're going to have a very sports-filled birthday weekend?
I guess so. Alcohol. I got some new edibles.
Oh, good.
Look at you.
Jersey City dispensaries, New Jersey dispensaries.
All right.
So I got some birthday edibles.
Sounds like you're stacked and ready for love.
Yeah, a lot of drugs.
Okay.
Well, are they shaped like a birthday cake, your birthday edibles?
They're shaped like a hexagon.
Oh.
All right. We're learning a lot about what you're doing this weekend. Well, happy birthday. I hope you have a great weekend. And you know your family loves you very much.
I love you guys.
We love you more.
Yeah. No, I love you more.
So next week, we keep saying we're going to make a date next weekend. Next week. I'm in all week.
Emmett?
Yeah, sure. Emmett's on Grove, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Bring those edibles. Let's chomp down.
Look at
his
face.
He's excited. All right. Happy birthday, Josh.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Oh, my God. I have this smile on my face today.
Why?
Exactly. You can't just let it be, can you?
Is it what Scary was doing before?
Yeah, no. Oh. No, I don't know. I'm just smiling.
Well, that's good.
And that's it. Just smiling. And I hear Gandhi's nose whistle.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Is it whistling?
Yeah, a little bit. It's not really whistling. No, you don't have a booger whistle.
It's like a breathing. Just a breathing.
It's just like here's what it sounds like. Listen. Like that.
Oh, is it my fan maybe? Or is it, maybe it was me breathing.
I don't know. Well, the alternative is you not breathing. I don't think that's...
I know.
I think it's your fan. I don't think it's you.
We'll see.
Let's roll into the horoscopes with producer Sam. Who are you doing them with?
I want to do them with Mr. Scary Jones.
All right, good. Here we go.
He'll do it in 7 minutes at this rate.
If it's your birthday, happy birthday. He's doing yesterday's horoscopes.
You're celebrating with Simon Cowell, Tony Braxton, and Louis Capaldi. Capricorn, cultivate a positive workspace, both personally and professionally. Your day's an 8.
Aquarius, expand your foundations. What you're building will last the test of time. Your day's a 10.
Pisces, look for deeper connections with people who appreciate your aura. Your day's a 6.
Hey, Aries, be a voice of reason to all those around you. Your day's a 9.
Taurus, an unexpected partnership could be providing you with more good than you could ever imagine. Your day's an 8.
Gemini, continue to work hard, even though it may feel like your best efforts have gone unnoticed. Oh, your day's a 5.
Cancer, go out and be the social butterfly you were always meant to be. Do not be limited by anyone. Your day's a 9.
Hey, this one applies to you, Elvis. Leo, developments on a big project could be moving slower than you'd like, but find solace that things are getting done. New studio soon. Your day's a 7.
All right.
Virgo, listen to those around you. They are steering you in the right direction. Your day's a 9.
Libra, the road to success is not as long as winding as you might think. Your day's an 8.
Scorpio, some simple adjustments to your life mantra could throw you back on track. Be open to change. Your day's a 7.
And finally, Sagittarius, while you may be feeling down lately, know that you mean more to others than you could imagine. Your day's a 6, and those are your Friday morning horoscopes.
Excellent, excellent. All right, Danielle, your first report of the day, another paragraph or two of lies and more lies. What do you have coming up?
Well, Kim Kardashian is talking about why she thinks Pete Davidson gets the hot girls, but I have a different opinion.
Okay. We're curious to know what that is. That and more on the way.
I'm Shawn Mendes.
What's going on? This is Drake.
This is Sam Smith, and you are listening to Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Oh, it's the weekend. You know what? A lot of people are going to be tugging at your sleeve saying, let's go do this, let's go do that.
Yeah.
You know, your time alone, your time with yourself is so valuable. We have an infinite, we have a finite amount of time left on this earth. And how much time are you going to spend with just you until you're like, you know what I'm saying? You need to spend more quality time with yourself, and you do that with Amazon's Audible. Audible, storytelling. There's no better places on earth to get stories like you get on Audible. Imagination, new releases, exclusive originals, podcasts. I mean, I can go on and on. Audible's everything. Whatever you're in the mood for, you'll find it inside an incredible selection of audio entertainment. Maybe you want to get lost in a sweeping romance or a true crime mystery. Maybe you need to blast off to another dimension. Read something kind of psychedelic. Maybe you need to open your mind. Maybe you need to close your mind. Maybe you need to turn your mind off. Maybe you need to wake your mind up. All these things and more available all across Audible. And with Audible, there's thousands of included titles you can listen to all you want because you're going to get it for free for 30 days. Yes, because you know us. Go ahead. Go to audible.com/Elvis. Get it for 30 days for free. That's audible.com/Elvis.
This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Look at that. It's Friday. I know I keep saying that. And it's like, duh, we know it's Friday. I sound like a cuckoo calendar.
A cuckoo? What?
Well, they have cuckoo clocks, so I'm a cuckoo calendar.
Oh,
it's
like
cuckoo
it.
Cuckoo Friday. Cuckoo. What are you doing, Danielle?
So I have a black hat on today, and it has fuzz on the top. Like, you know when you get the little fuzzies?
Yeah.
So I took some scotch tape from Skeery, and I am trying to get the fuzz off.
Oh, she's scotch taping her hat.
Scotch taping my hat.
It's a good idea. It's like a ghetto lint roller.
Yeah. Exactly.
For those who can't afford a very expensive lint roller.
I don't know if it's working, but.
Yeah. So producer Sam just said the weirdest thing. She did can we talk about it? She threw her back in a weird way yesterday. We can't say why. Well, you know what? Come here. You know what? You shouldn't say things out loud anywhere near the studio because you know it becomes property of the show.
You are totally right, and I heard that echo in my brain as you were walking away. I'm like, that happened.
She just announced something, and I can't say what it was.
I physically injured myself in a very embarrassing way. Welcome to your 30s. That's all I can say.
Huh? All right. Speaking of being old, you know, we had to go uptown yesterday to look at our new studios, whatever. And so Nate and Scotty B shared a ride up there, right?
Uh-huh.
And all they did was bitch and bellyache and moan about, look at this neighborhood. This used to be nice. Remember back in the day when this was graffiti everywhere now?
People didn't used to jaywalk as much. I will say that.
You're right.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I will admit I almost hit 3 people yesterday.
Okay. My point is this, Danielle and Gandhi. They were talking like two old men.
Oh,
Because I tell you, it seems like every day this week,
Nate walks in, holding his bag, and then he belches and goes, oh, my GERD. Yep. I got heartburn. I'm just falling apart. And every time he gets up from the seat, he's like, oh. And then Scotty B, how old are you? You're in your 40s, right?
I'm 47.
But you act like you're 89 years old.
Yeah, how about that he guy does. Riding the bike going the wrong way?
I can't believe that.
Right? Now, okay, what did you see?
Well, we were pulling out of the space, and some guy on a delivery bike was going in the wrong direction.
The wrong direction. Almost. We almost hit him.
Yeah.
And then that would have been a lawsuit. Okay. We would have had to deal with that.
And then there was that garbage can that was knocked over.
Okay. Garbage. Question.
Garbage everywhere.
If you were really like in your like 20s or 30s, whatever, would this be a conversation? No. Because you get to that get off my lawn stage.
You're right.
You turn into the old man who's always outside wearing his sandals and white socks.
Mm-hmm.
Telling people to get off his lawn.
And then that guy that stopped at the truck in the middle of the road.
Yes!
Sit behind him.
Oh, and remember all... Okay, this so is we drove boring. Past the Comic-Con and all these people in their costumes walking slow.
Get out of my way.
That's Comic-Con. I don't care. Up.
Okay. Have a mobile costume.
My point is this.
My people.
I'm old enough to be your dad. And you don't hear me talking like this. I mean, it's like, wake up. Stop being so...
See, I had the opposite yesterday.
What?
I was so excited because I said, oh my gosh, all I have to do is walk down the street and Rockefeller Center is going to be right there. Jimmy Fallon has no idea how many times I'm coming to visit. We are going for lunch.
Traffic.
He doesn't even know.
You can meet me at Saks Fifth Avenue.
I can meet you at Saks. We can go shopping. I'm like, this is amazing. So I'm so excited.
Okay, my question is this. Okay, at what point, Nate, Scotty, all of us, does your life go from being festive and fun to everything's a pain in the ass and I hate people?
I think it was right around yesterday afternoon.
Stop it.
No, you've been, what?
I think it's like a sign of how great their lives actually are. Because if they're so worried about these tiny little things, they don't have big problems. They're just, you know, focusing on the minutiae.
Oh, no, they have big problems, too.
Yeah, Nate does have GERD. I forgot.
At least this gave them a moment to forget their other problems. So, I don't know. It's just, what?
You actually just made a great point. I think when you complain about stuff, you're trying to point out other things so you forget about the stuff you have going on in your life.
And secretly, it makes you happier.
Yeah.
Okay, no, but it sounds miserable.
It really does.
Well,
you're spreading the misery to us.
Okay.
Listen to you guys bitch all day.
I know. That's all. Let's change that. Stop saying things that are so negative.
Okay.
Stop telling kids to get off your lawn. Say, hey, kids, play on my lawn. Have fun. It'd be great to hear some kids' laughter out in the front yard.
I think it's going to be invigorating because it'll be different and you'll have more different experiences and you can get out there.
What are you talking
more,
about?
Like being there in this new environment.
Oh, exactly. But I'm talking about their lives in general.
Oh, well, that's not, I can't
it's
help
like
them with that.
Every inch they walk, there's something to complain and bitch about.
And you know what else I saw yesterday? I was by a gas station and the 8 was upside down. It drove me nuts.
Oh my God.
Okay, really?
That I can't help you with.
What? Scotty.
All right. We got to move on. I mean, you're just negging me out. Yeah. What's up, Gandhi?
Psychology say what they're doing is exactly the opposite of what they should be doing, because the more you practice gratitude and talk about the things you like and the things that you're happy about, the happier you become. You're not actually getting happier by spreading that misery and making us all miserable.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're not.
Stop it.
I mean, we just kind of laugh at them, but after a while, it's like, you know what? I know we get up way too early,
mm-hmm.
but I wish we could all go out and watch the sunrise.
Yeah.
You know, let's start getting into things that are important.
Yeah.
Do you know how important the sunrise is to you?
So good.
Yeah.
You see that sunrise. Imagine yourself at that moment. You think back. It wasn't that long ago when you actually watched the sun start to come over the horizon.
Mm.
That little burning ball of orange. And just remember how it made you feel and how great it was. And of course, your body, whether you like to admit it or not, your body was soaking up that sunshine because it puts you into that circadian rhythm thing. And think about those things. Stop thinking about how you're like burping up heartburn.
Well, we can't see the sunrise in Midtown because the buildings are so tall.
Oh, God. Right. Okay. You know what?
Oh, my gosh.
Hell.
You guys, are you like those two old men on the Muppets?
Yes.
Oh, Statler. We mentioned Statler and Waldorf. Andrew goes, who's that?
It's Statler and Waldorf, the two old guys on the Muppets. How
I didn't even know that's
that?
Their names.
Statler
and Waldorf.
You
got to be
an old man to know their names.
Dude, you guys are making me feel young. I love this.
I know, me too.
Yeah.
You're making me feel young, and I'm 14 times your age.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
Good God. You need to get out to the club.
I don't do the club anymore.
You need to have GERD in the club. I got GERD in the club.
Let's go.
All right, thank you. I'm turning your mic off because you're just nagging us all out.
Yeah.
Jeez, Grandpa. tighten up your kidney belt. You guys don't even know what a kidney belt is?
No. No.
What is that?
Only old men. Look it up. Kidney belt.
Okay.
What is it? So your kidney don't fall out your body?
Well, if you look it up, you'll know.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Did you hear me? I said get off my lawn now. Get off my lawn.
There you go. Danielle.
All right. Since we're talking about going out to the club.
Let's go to the club.
Billboard came out with their picks for the top 100 karaoke songs of all time. So, Nate.
Can you hold on a second? What are you guys talking about in there? No, really. So Nate leaves this room and goes in there and continues his comedy act with the other old man.
I have a knot in my back and Josh is rubbing it out.
All right, okay. So back to you, Daniel.
Josh is what? Okay. Rubbing it out.
Rubbing what out?
Okay. Anyway, just in case you are going to go this weekend and maybe sing some karaoke, let me give you the songs that most people sing.
Okay.
I will give you the top five. Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, if you want to do a duet with your cute boyfriend or girlfriend.
May I give you one?
Yeah.
I love to do Islands in the Stream.
That is not on the top 10.
That's a good one.
It's a duet.
Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen is number 4. All right. I Will Survive, Gloria Gaynor, number 3. I Want It That Way, The Backstreet Boys. That's the one Froggy would pick. And Man, I Feel Like a Woman, Shania Twain comes in at number 1.
So Don't Stop Believin's not on there?
Not in the top. Let me see.
God, it should
not
be.
Not in the top 10. No,
what about
no,
Sweet
no.
Caroline?
Not in the top 10.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not getting down in that club.
See, the one I always do is number 6. You Ought to Know, Alanis Morissette. That's my go-to karaoke song.
Well, that's a fun song.
Yeah, I love that song. All right, so, because you get to scream a lot in it. That's why
yell
I like
at guys.
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, Britney Spears, I told you, you know, her mom keeps saying, hey, unblock me so I can apologize. So, yeah, Britney addressed that and said, Mom, take your apology and go bleep yourself.
Really?
And she said, and to all the doctors for bleeping for my mind, I pray you all burn in hell. Kiss my mother bleeping ass.
Happy Mother's Day.
So.
Did she really get, wait, hold on. She said that to her mom?
Yeah.
Say it again. Read that whole thing. What Britney Spears said to her mother.
Yes. Mom, take your apology and go bleep yourself. And to all the doctors for bleeping with my mind, I pray you all burn in hell. Kiss my mother bleeping ass.
Right.
Thank you, Britney.
There you go. I know she's mad.
She's very mad. She's mad. I mean, you know, we don't live her life. We don't know exactly what she went through, and it does not sound like it was something fun. That's for sure. Pete Davidson has been linked with beautiful women for the longest time, right? Kim Kardashian, Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale. You know, and people wonder, how does he do it? Well, Kim said it's because he has the best heart. She said he just is the most thoughtful, sweetest, kindest guy, and he makes you laugh. Now, I agree with that. But there's also rumors he's got a big penis, so I think that's helpful, too. What do you think?
My God, what a nice combo.
Right?
It is a solid, solid combo.
He totally has it all.
A big heart and a big hard.
Yes. I think that is the whole package, people.
There you go.
The whole package. So Justin Bieber has suspended his Justice World Tour. He has decided that he really has to concentrate on his health. He will reschedule. He will, you know, give you the dates as we get closer. That's not going to happen for a while. Demi Lovato had to cancel another concert because her voice is still not up to speed. So those concerts have been rescheduled to November. Lizzo, you know her iconic Sasha flute? Well, it is being trademarked. Her lawyer filed paperwork last week for the flute for all kinds of things. So NFTs and clothing and toys and animated TV shows and movies. And I could totally see Sasha flute the cartoon, don't you?
You know what? I'm seeing a cool trend that could happen here. So the flute that she played the other day was President of Madison's flute.
Yeah.
She should play President Madison's flute while wearing President Washington's wooden teeth. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
She should have like a piece of every dead president on her and do a concert.
Okay. We'll suggest
We'll call it the Dead President Tour. These are the things I think of.
These are the things.
While showering.
Keep you up
a lot of
night.
Good ideas.
I know.
And today is our boy Charlie Puth's day. Charlie, his album out today, so make sure you get it everywhere you get your music. And he'll be here when? Tuesday?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Nate can't remember.
What are we watching?
Nate, do you remember the days you could actually achieve an erection?
No. I don't.
I'm sure. What were you saying?
It is iHeart Music Festival weekend, night number 1 and number 2 on the CW. So you want to watch that. You've got a little WWE Friday Night SmackDown, The Walking Dead. There's playoffs with your baseball. Disney Plus gives you Marvel's Werewolf by Night. So a lot of good things to watch. And that's my Danielle report.
Thank you, Danielle.
Send a text to 55100.
I like this other text that came in from Allie. I'm a potato-eating freak. Don't hate potato.
Fixed internet and messaging rates may apply.
Oh my God, look at all the text.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag. It's a deal worth celebrating. Your choice of a double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT, plus four-piece nugs, small fries, and a small drink, all for $5. At Wendy's, U.S. price and participation may vary.
You make me laugh so hard.
That was an evil laugh, wasn't it?
It's Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
All right. Remember how you feel every Halloween when everyone shows up at the party and you're like, oh my God, I'm so surprised and I love your outfit. I love what you chose. And it's fun, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's have another sort of moment of discovery where we surprise each other.
Okay.
Oh. Remember the topic train? That great bit that we've done for years that was my idea? Anyway, I think we should all come up with a topic train topic. But don't tell us, don't tell each other what they are. We'll all learn each other's topic as we start the topic train.
Oh, okay.
I like this.
That's fun.
All right.
It's dangerous.
Right. I have a topic. I'm ready. I'm kind of excited. You guys
I'm good.
Ready?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah.
Okay. You have a topic, Scotty?
Yes, I do.
All right. All right. Yeah, so Gandhi, your topic's ready to go?
Yes.
Are we ready? Okay. It's now time for the topic train. Here we go.
It's the topic train.
Please call in.
It's the topic train.
It's the topic train.
Yeah, why talk about one topic? We can talk about a whole train of topics.
It's the topic train.
I remember years ago when I came up with this idea. Others have tried to steal it and take it down the hall to their radio station.
But they've changed the name.
And it fails miserably. Anyway, welcome to the topic train. The good thing about this topic is we don't even know what our list of topics is yet. Right. We're going to surprise each other with our topics. We'll start with you. By the way, with each topic, if it hits a nerve, we want you to call and participate on the topic train.
Okay.
All right. Gandhi, what is your topic?
All right. Recently, a couple of my friends have had celebrities try to slide into their DMs and get a little fresh with them. So I want to know from you, which celebrities have hit on you and how? Call us now, 1-800-242-0100.
Which celebrities have slid into your DMs to try to hit on you?
Yeah, or just hit on you out in the streets. How did it happen?
Oh, I got stories of that one.
Oh, really? See? Okay, so no matter how they do it, celebrities hit on you. We want to hear your story. Oh, okay, call 1-800-242-0100. Very nice.
Nice, I like that one. I like that.
Wish I had an answer for that. Straight Nate, what is your topic?
Okay, so it's titled Stuck in the Sink. If you ever go to Pornhub, there's an entire category of people being stuck in some sort of household appliance and then having sex. Washing machines, sinks, refrigerators, etc. So my question is, have you ever been stuck in a household appliance and had sex?
Wow.
Wow, that's a stretch.
Okay.
Well, it seems to happen a lot on Pornhub.
All right. Have you ever been stuck in a household appliance and then you had sex?
Yes.
Okay.
Does it count if you got your dinger stuck in the vacuum cleaner doing something weird?
That's we will accept that call.
Yeah. If your body part was stuck in an appliance and you had sex with it.
Yeah. That's a good one.
All right. Call us now. Fair game. 1-800-242-0100. Diamond has one. Yes, Diamond. What's your topic?
Hold on one second.
Oh, she's talking. All right, hold on.
Hi.
You have an amazing one on there? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, so one of my friends passed out on a date with a guy, and I want to know what is the most embarrassing thing that has happened to you on a date?
Oh, no.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah, God. Okay. The most embarrassing thing that happened to you on a date. All right. Call now, 1-800-242-0100. These are great. Scary, do you have one?
I do. In recent times, I've been getting drunk with my parents when we've been hanging out, and we never did that when we were younger. So I'd like to know, tell us about the time you got drunk with your family and what was revealed.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Right, right. The things you learn about your family because they were drunk.
Yeah.
Oh. We want to hear about it. 1-800-242-0100. Danielle.
So mine is called, what's your dumbass mommy move? Because my sister told my nephew that the doll in my mom's living room would come alive at night. And guess who didn't sleep that night? My mom, my sister, or the kid.
Okay.
And that was a dumbass move.
Okay.
So what's your dumbass mommy move?
Exactly. What's your dumbass mommy move? Or maybe what was your mom's dumbass mommy move when you were a kid? Either one. Very nice. Let's open it up to all dumbass mommy moves. All right. Mine is, what's the weirdest thing in your junk drawer?
Oh.
I was cleaning out my junk drawer, actually looking for a pen last night. I came across some weird stuff. I came across a lot of
pre-rolled joints.
Oh.
Half-smoked joints.
Wow.
The stuff in your junk drawer. I found a garage door opener to a garage I haven't had in 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
I found all sorts of stuff in there. I found an old cassette tape of me doing the 5 o'clock whistle on Z100.
Oh, there's usually keys to things you don't know what these keys are for.
And that's not unusual, though. What unusual thing do you have in your junk drawer that you found? You're like, what? 1-800-242-0100. All right, let's read off the whole list. What is the list of topics?
All right, so which celeb has hit on you? Maybe slid into your DMs? Have you ever been stuck in a household appliance and had sex? most embarrassing thing that's happened to you on a date? What's your dumb-ass mommy move? Mm-hmm. And what's the weirdest thing in your junk drawer? Oh, what was yours, Scary?
Scary, what was yours?
It was, tell us about the drunk stories that came out with your parents.
Exactly. You got drunk through the parents. What did you learn? All right. 1-800-242-0100. Oh, wait, we're doing this now? I think we should.
Next.
Oh, yeah, okay, we have one call ready, but that's we'll stop it there for now. Josh, hi.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing okay. Which of our topics are you calling in about?
So I'm calling about a celebrity that hit on me.
Oh, there you go. That's Gandhi's. All right, go ahead.
So strolling around the Upper East Side, a very tall, visibly gay man, and I'll just leave it at that. I stumble upon Ramona from The Real Housewives of New York City. And, you know, she looks crazy on TV, but when you see her in person, it sort of locks in the mindset.
Huh.
And looks me up and down and gives me a wink, and I'm thinking, honey, you are so out of your league with this one.
Oh, my God. So Ramona from The Housewives of New York looked you up and down and tried to seduce you with her crazy eyes.
She did.
Wow.
Wow.
Damn.
Any thoughts there? I know. You know what? In New York City, all is possible. Mm-hmm. But I bet you're way too much guy for her to handle. He giggles.
She's not enough guy for him to handle.
There is that.
That was the real situation.
There you go. Usually in Manhattan, as you know, Josh, celebrities just stick with themselves. They don't give you a look. But when they do, you know they're up to something. Something raunchy. All right, so
that's right.
Ramona from Real Housewives of New York. That's a good one. Josh, thank you for sharing. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too. Here you go. All right, it works like that. Right. You have the topics. Call Diamond now. 1-800-242-0100.
Is this Elvis?
Yes, it is.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. Is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
All right, we're doing a around the room topic train where we each came up with a topic.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some of them are performing better than others. Like, Danielle, yours, what dumbass mom move did you make?
Yeah.
And mine, the weirdest thing you have in your junk drawer? Those two aren't doing that well. Maybe one or two, but I don't know.
That's okay.
It's okay. But celebrity sliding into your DMs and embarrassing things you learned while drunk with your family are doing very well.
Yes. How's Nate's doing, by the way? Sex in a machine or whatever.
Yeah, when's the last time you got stuck in an appliance and it ended up having sex in it?
How's that doing, Nate?
I don't know. I keep thinking of like having sex in a refrigerator or something.
Well, you know, we always, when we did this bit years ago, we would always have those one or two nonsensical topics that were just funny.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see what happens. The phones are ringing. Let's just start. Let's start right here. All right. We'll start with Kim. Hey, Kim.
Hey.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me get the music on here. Where does the music go?
Two.
Here we go. It's the Topic Train, an original of our show.
It's the Topic Train. Been calling.
All right, Kim, which of the topics are you going to talk about today?
It was scary.
Oh, yeah. The weird stuff you found out while getting drunk with your family. What happened, Kim?
Yes. So I was out one night with my parents. We were drinking. I was about 22, and my mom and dad were arguing about how I got named, and my dad kind of let it loose that he had an affair with an Asian girl, and that's why my name is Kim.
Oh. So he had an affair with an Asian girl whose name was Kim.
No.
And how did your mother respond to this?
She just kept drinking.
That is the answer to all problems. All right there, Kim. Now, how does it make you feel knowing you were named after someone your dad had an affair with?
Whatever, right? You know, like, hey, everyone's got to have something.
Yeah.
Everyone's got to have something.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kim. Wow. Thanks for being our very first call on the topic train. That was awesome. Let's keep going. Let's go talk to Megan. Hey, Megan, which topic are you calling about?
Hi, I'm calling about Gandhi's topic about celebrities sliding in DMs.
Yeah, what celebrity slid into your DMs and what was that all about?
David Blaine slid into my DMs a few years ago, the magician.
Yeah, absolutely. My neighbor.
So I tweeted something about one of his specials, and then I just get a DM from him saying, hey, where are you from? And I was freaking out, kind of weirded out, but also like shocked, like celeb shocked.
Did you answer him? Did you have a conversation with David Blaine?
I did. It actually lasted a few weeks. We FaceTimed once.
Ooh,
nice.
That's so cool. Wow.
And then he magically disappeared? How did that work?
Well, I kind of ghosted him because I was kind of creeped out. I thought he could read my mind. So I was getting a little creeped out.
You know what? David Blaine probably can't read your mind, but he has that aura about him that makes you think, well, if anyone could read my mind, David Blaine could.
Definitely. Right.
Exactly. Everything I would do, I was like, does he know what I'm doing right now, even though he's five states away? Like, I just felt freaked out.
Right. There you go. All right. Well, there you go.
That's so cool.
She ghosted David Blaine because, well, he was reading her mind. When you say it out loud, it's like, whoa. All right, Megan, thank you very much. You have a good weekend. You. Thank you for listening to us. Let's go to Laura. Hello, Laura. Which of our topics are you calling about?
What happened on a date?
The weirdest thing that happened on a date. This is the diamonds topic. Go ahead.
Yes. I went on a blind date with this really nice guy, and I came home to my ex serenading me in my front lawn, in my building, in the rain. It was so embarrassing.
So your date got to watch your ex singing to you in the rain. So I guess you never went on another date with that guy.
Actually, I did. He was so taken aback that somebody would go through that much trouble, and we worked together for 2.5 years.
So Wow. Okay. So,
I dodged a bullet because my ex ended up with 9 kids.
Oh, my God.
This is crazy.
I dodged a bullet.
Look, it all worked out, though. So, okay, what happened? 2.5 years dating the guy you were on a date with, and then now you're doing what?
Now I'm married to a woman.
Okay, there you go.
Wow.
Oh, my God. All the chapters in your book are pretty juicy. I like that. All right, Laura. Thanks for listening. See, you think a little simple thing happens on a date? No, it wasn't simple at all. Thank you, Laura. Have a great weekend, okay? Wow. We're finding out all sorts of stuff. Let's go to Aaron. Hello, Aaron.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you guys?
We're doing very well. Now, which of the topics are you calling about?
I'm calling about scary things you found out when you were drunk with your family.
Yeah, I think we all discovered some things about our families we wish we hadn't. But what happened to you?
Yeah, I don't know if this one counts, but I found out my sister had sex with my stepbrother in the room next to my mom and her husband, and it was very loud and aggressive, and nobody knows that we all know. We don't know how to do it.
The loud, aggressive stepbrother sex next to mom and dad's room.
Wow.
Yeah.
What happened to that? Was that the end of that story?
Well, I mean, no, my sister had sex with him, and then my sister doesn't know that we know, he doesn't know that we know, and, like, we don't know what to do about it.
But it took a family getting drunk for it all to surface, right?
It did, yeah.
There you go.
My mom confided in me, and it was over.
And then, had she been sober, had she admitted to this to you? Probably not.
No,
exactly.
Not.
Wow. Alcohol is the devil's nectar. All right, excellent. Thank you, Aaron. Good luck with your family.
Oof.
We had a wild one come through on the text messages. I'm going to try to find it. Hold on. Hello, Amy.
Hi.
There you go. So a celebrity or a semi-quasi-celebrity slipped into your DMs. Who was that?
Yeah, I'm going with a celebrity. Scary.
Oh, Scary.
What?
Okay. Hold on. I can't hear. Okay, let's go ahead and let's open this up. go ahead, Amy. What happened in the DMs? What was he trying to accomplish?
Back in the 90s. It had to be the late 90s. There was a meat market. Remember when you did those?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We were at that. I got to talking to him, and then we exchanged info on our AOL Instant Messenger, and we were talking for a little bit.
There you go. Now, was he a gentleman, or did he get a little freaky deaky?
No, absolutely a gentleman. Absolutely. And nothing ever came of it. We just DM'd on AOL.
AOL. So much love sprouted from AOL. I think my favorite part of the call is you were on AOL Messenger. right, Amy. Thank you. It's nice to know our Scary is a gentleman. Thank you for listening to us. Hello. Who is this? Who is that? Oh, wait, where am I going? 18. Okay, 18. Hello, Paula.
Hello.
Oh, someone finally chose my topic. What's the weirdest thing you have in your junk drawer?
Okay, I have this little coffin box with Captain Spaulding in it, on it, and I keep all my kids' lost teeth inside.
Oh, so it's a dead tooth box. That's not so crazy. Wow. I mean, it's a way to remember the tooth.
Yeah, my kids even know that the tooth fairy leaves the tooth so mommy can have it for her tooth box.
Oh, there you go.
That's very nice of the tooth fairy.
I know. At least you're not collecting like people's bones and things. Right. I mean, that's as close as you get.
My kids.
There you go.
She's going to make a set of dentures one day.
You could.
Those are nice teeth you have. Out of it one day.
Exactly. Those are nice teeth you got. Well, those are my kids. Oh, okay. All right. Thank you very much. Not bad. Not awful.
No.
Let's see. Dun, 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 dun. Hello, Aruna.
Hi, Elvis.
Aruna, welcome to Friday. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you're listening. Which topic are you calling about on the topic train?
So, worst thing on a date.
Oh, yeah. What happened? Mm-hmm.
So, I had one too many glasses of wine, and I threw up on my date in the restaurant right in the seat. And it was the winter time, so he had to take all his clothes off and walk outside with just long johns and a t-shirt.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, did you ever date him again?
I'm married to him.
Oh, there you go. The couple that vomits on each other stays together.
Yeah, it worked out.
Is that the rule? See, that's not bad. I would think we all have vomit on date stories. Gandhi told us hers.
Yes. I mean, I basically did the same thing. We were hanging out, having a great time, had a little bit too much to drink, but we were making out. And in the middle of us making out, I just sort of leaned over to the right and puked. And he laughed and he was like, well, we are done making out.
Yeah. Okay. I was on the beach in Galveston and there's this guy we were all hanging out with and we were drinking way too much in the sun. And I was like, tonight. I was so excited. And then me on the sand. And I cleaned up and looked up, and he was gone.
Oh, no. But
my husband liked that, so.
Yeah, there's that. Aruna, thank you. Have a good weekend. Take it easy. Yo, where is the one that happened on the ship? I love that text.
Oh, the Norwegian one.
Yeah, oh, my God. They were, okay. My family got drunk together at dinner on Norwegian Breakaway. You know, people love having fun on Norwegian cruises. Yeah. We were ripping on my brother's ex-boyfriend because he sucked, and my brother let the cat out of the bag. He was giggling that his ex was uncircumcised. We were all surprised since that was different for all of us. None of us had been with someone uncircumcised. Then we were all laughing, and then someone said, well, your grandfather was uncircumcised too, said Grandma.
Oh.
And then Mom looked up and said, well, your dad was as well. So our whole family was talking about who in the family was uncircumcised.
Oh, my God. Dear God.
The magic of things that happen on Norwegian ships. I don't know.
All right.
There's that. What was the weirdest dumbass move your mother ever pulled on you, Danielle?
Oh, my gosh. When she used to pretend like she ran away from home. And my dad would come home. He goes, where's Mom? I go, oh, I don't know. She ran away from home. I drove her out. And so where was she? At the neighbor's house. And my dad would say, just go to the neighbor's house. You know that's where she is.
You know, moms and dads, I must assume, lie a lot. You do with your kids, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm going to, you know, they're going to come and I'm going to call the bad kids home. They're going to come and take you away. But my kids are not, Ma, there's no such thing. Like, that's not going to happen. Like, their kids nowadays are a lot smarter than we were. We were really stupid when we were.
They can just Google it and be like, what? That doesn't exist, Mom.
Right. We believed everything.
And I love people admitting anything over text because we can't see them face to face. I was on a date and we were eating dinner outside in one of those closed bubbles because of COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And I pooped myself and I had to Rambo the rest of the night.
Okay.
What does that mean, Rambo the rest of the night?
You have to go to the bathroom, get rid of your underwear, and come back to the COVID bubble for the rest of your dinner.
That's so disgusting.
Oh my gosh. Thank God those COVID bubbles are a thing of the they are a thing of the past, aren't they? Yeah. God, you don't want to.
No, they still have them.
Well, you don't want to poop your pants in one.
No, but I've seen them still.
God.
I love our jobs.
These are great.
Do you really? This is so stupid. I do too. All right, let's roll into the three things we need to know from Gandhi. We have a $1,000 free money phone tap on the way. Gandhi, it's you. You're up. What's up?
All right. President Biden is pardoning thousands of people convicted of simple marijuana possession. The president's action will apply to all Americans who have been convicted of the charge at the federal level. He's also calling on governors to take the same action at the state level and asking the attorney general to review exactly how marijuana is classified under federal law. Biden said yesterday that no one should be in jail just for using or possessing marijuana and that there were clear racial disparities around marijuana prosecution and conviction. Some are calling the plan dangerous and outrageous, while others are calling it long overdue. An Iowa senator says he's gotten internal records from a whistleblower showing that hundreds of FBI employees left the bureau after investigations into sexual misconduct, adding that the whistleblower provided an internal Justice Department report indicating that between 2004 and 2020, 665 FBI employees either retired or resigned unexpectedly. And finally, a historic SpaceX mission carrying five astronauts is now docked at the International Space Station. The Crew 5 mission launched yesterday atop a Falcon 9 rocket from the Kennedy Space Center. The astronauts will move aboard the ISS for a five-month stay, and this launch is the first involving a Native American woman, NASA's Nicole Mann. And those are your three things.
Thank you, Gandhi.
The free money phone tap is coming up next.
You are caller 100.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
For the Elvis Duran in the Morning Show free money phone tap, no purchase necessary. Void in Canada, Montana, New Mexico, Washington, and where prohibited. For more info and rules, go to elvisduran.com/contests.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Let's do it. A free money phone tap. What a great week of phone taps we've had. Thanks to Skittles Shriekers, we've given away $1,000 every day. Nice. I love that we can do that. You know, it's really funny. We had that topic train, had a lot of fun. We were laughing, and then we went to play a commercial or a song, whatever. And Gandhi says, you know what? I do love our job.
Yeah.
You know, this is a fun job.
It is a fun job.
She said it on the air and off the air, or someone else did. I don't know. Whoever said it, said it. And now we give away money. Thanks to one of our favorite candies, Skittles Shriekers. Mm-hmm. Who else is doing that today? What are you doing at work today? It is a cool thing we do every day. Skittles Shriekers are back for Halloween. We've been through two bags already this morning. That's why everyone's kind of walking around with that sour look on their face. It's not that we're all pissed off. It's that we're eating some Skittles Shriekers. Uh-huh. They come in citrus, scream, ghoulish green apple, rattled raspberry, shocking lime, and spine-tingling tangerine. They're available everywhere Skittles are sold, and it's a perfect little bag to throw in those trick-or-treaters bags.
Or in my soccer bag when I go to a game to eat them myself.
There's Danielle.
Danielle's stealing the kids' candy.
Exactly. So thanks to Skittles Shriekers. You're going to love them, by the way. You're going to win 1,000 if you're calling 100 now. 1-800-242-0100. All right, Scary, who does the phone tap?
Garrett.
Don't answer the
phone. Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
Today's phone tap from Garrett. All right, Garrett, what's it all about?
All right, so Olivia wants to play a phone tap on her dad, Sam. Now, Olivia was dating a guy for about 2 weeks and then broke it off because things weren't working out. So Olivia's dad, Sam, only knows that his daughter dated a guy, broke it off, and that's it. So I'm going to start the call to dad as Olivia's ex-boyfriend.
Dads don't like ex-boyfriends.
Of 2 weeks.
Let's Hello? See what happens.
Hi, is this Sam? No,
who am I speaking with?
This is Jack.
How can I help you, Jack?
I was dating Olivia a few weeks ago, and things didn't work out.
My apologies on that, but...
So I logged onto her email to go through her contacts, and that's how I found...
I'm sorry, you did what?
I logged into Olivia's email to try to find context to why she might have done me.
Listen to me now.
And I came across your number.
You're going to get out of that email. I don't know how you've got access to that, but...
I can easily log out, but do you know why she dumped me?
Jack.
Yeah.
I want you to listen to me.
Yeah,
I want you to log out of that account immediately.
Okay.
I want you to lose my daughter's number.
Uh-huh.
And go on with your life. Am I clear?
I saw a picture in her private messages on Snapchat from another guy, and I was just wondering if maybe that was...
Yeah, this doesn't sound healthy to me, Jack. Once again.
Well, sir,
lose the number.
If you could tell me...
Yeah, man.
If you could tell me where
forward.
If you just tell me where I went wrong, I could promise to be a better man for her.
Do not push me to the point of getting the authorities involved. Do you understand?
I just want to be a better man for your daughter,
day,
sir.
Have a good day, Jack.
We have to actually be careful because I'm a little bit afraid that he is. Oh, wait, hold on. He's calling me right now. Shoot.
Do me a favor. Let that go to voicemail and we'll call him back from here, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, hey.
Liv, I've been on the phone with this Jack fellow that you were going out with.
Jack called you?
Yes, he did. He's a bit of a freak. He has access to your email.
What are you talking about?
He's following you around. He's a problem, and I swear I'm going to call Uncle Timmy, and I'm going to get him involved.
Dad, calm down. Hold on.
I'm right at that point.
Okay, he's calling me right now. This is so...
What?
Okay, hold on. I'm going to bring you into the call, but please just be quiet. Let me talk to him.
All right, I'll figure out what's going on. Do that. I want to hear what this freak has
to say. Please be quiet.
All right. Stop.
Shh. Olivia?
Yes?
I just wanted to call and say, hey.
Hey. Did you talk to my dad?
No. Why would I do that? I mean...
Liar!
What?
You're full of Jack. We just got off the phone.
All right. I might have lied, but I was doing it because I miss
Jack,
you.
Jack, didn't I tell you to man up?
Dad.
You got a problem, young man. I want your address. I want your address because the police are coming to your door. Do you hear me?
I miss you.
You miss no one, Jack.
Stop this right now.
You understand me?
I miss you, too.
No.
Please let me handle my own business.
What's going on here?
I miss the smell of your hair, the taste of your fingers.
Oh,
I mean...
boy.
I know I miss you, too.
You freak. You need therapy, young man.
Love stopper. You are a love stopper.
You can call me whatever you want.
I love her. You stay away from my daughter.
You get away from her.
Actually, my name's...
Give me the other phone!
My name's Garrett from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, and you just got phone tapped by your daughter.
Your phone tapping me? Come on. I need a new shirt. I sweated through this one.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you, too.
I love you, too, Sam.
You shut up. Elvis Duran
phone tap. There you go. Thank you, Garrett, for the free money phone tap with $1,000. Catherine?
This is Jose, actually.
Oh, my God. What have you done with Catherine?
I don't know. I didn't kidnap her, I swear. Oh.
This could be like a creepy thing going on here.
Yeah.
Well, guess what, Jose?
What?
We're sending you $1,000.
Hey!
What a nice way to start the weekend.
I know. I mean, were you calling for the thousands? Was that why you were calling us?
Yes, I was. All of a sudden it just went to your stream there or whatever, right. And I was hearing the show, but nobody asked my name or anything, so I'm like, what's going on?
Okay, things happen. You know what? We're going to use that $1,000 as ransom so we can get Catherine back. whatever you've done with her, we don't need to know more now. The authorities will be there soon.
I'll only ask for half, that's all.
Okay, then, you know, no big deal. all right, well, hold on one second, Jose. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a great weekend. Congratulations, you won a grand.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Take care. Hold on one second. Don't hang up. Hold on. That was weird.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? It's a live show. Anything can happen. And thanks to Skittles Shriekers, we just gave a total stranger $1,000.
Yeah.
If you want to win some money with a free money phone tap, do we have more next week?
Yes, we do.
Oh, we do. Who's in here next week?
Check it out.
All right. He's checking it out.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter. A thousand.
Exactly right.
We'll find out next week. And there you go. There's your $1,000 free money phone tap. Now what do we do? Oh, Danielle, you're up next. What do you have?
We are going to talk about Taylor Swift, her new album, more from the track list. And, we might have something going with Sons of Anarchy. If you're a fan, we'll see. Right.
And I do want to know if anyone's heard Charlie Puth's new album.
Yeah.
If you have, let us know. Text us, 55100. We want to hear all about it.
Elvis Duran Morning Show on Demand.
Miss part of today's show? Re-listen with Elvis Duran on Demand. The entire show, uploaded every day. Only on the iHeartRadio app.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Wendy's new homestyle French toast sticks are so good. Some are saying that they're better than their own mom's French toast. Perfectly crispy on the outside, perfectly fluffy on the inside, perfectly perfect in every way. Try Wendy's new homestyle French toast sticks today. You go to the grocery store, you know what you want to get, but those lines are so long. Plus, you're hunting for fresh produce. You can't find what you need. The shockingly high price on spices when you only need like a pinch. Well, the way around this is HelloFresh. HelloFresh is here to change the game on mealtimes with chef-crafted recipes delivered right to your door. Say goodbye to the grocery schlep and welcome farm-fresh produce picked at peak ripeness and new flavors that'll take your taste buds on a trip.
Get that "yeah, I just cooked that" feeling with easy step-by-step instructions and time-saving recipes that are ready in a snap. And the best part? HelloFresh is actually cheaper than restaurants and takeout thanks to pre-portioned ingredients, so you only pay for what you need. Choose from 45 recipes every week and enjoy mealtime again. Plus, if you join today, you get free dessert for life if you go to HelloFresh.com/Elvis. That's one free dessert item in every HelloFresh box while your subscription is active. Sign up now. HelloFresh.com/Elvis.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5%. Your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. There's still time to save on your Disney theme park vacation for this summer and beyond. Hey, it's Danielle, and I'm so excited because we're planning our trip to Walt Disney World. And you can, too. We're using UndercoverTourist.com because they're amazing. They have adult theme park tickets at child prices to Walt Disney World and Disneyland. And when you buy with Undercover Tourist, you have ultimate flexibility with their 365-day refund policy. As long as you haven't used your tickets and they haven't gone past the start date, you can return them. If plans change, or maybe you're dreaming of a trip in 2025, you can lock in your savings now. Undercover Tourist is an authorized seller, and these tickets are the real deal. And how cool is this? You can link them to the official Disney apps, so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades really easy. Plus, score even more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. Grab your adult tickets at child prices now for Walt Disney World and Disneyland at UndercoverTourist.com. That's UndercoverTourist.com.
If you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee, or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's CoffeeToppersFoam.com.
Oh my gosh, look at this. We have all collected in this one little room to celebrate the fact it's Friday.
I'm good, yeah, I'm feeling all right. Baby, I'm gonna have the best freaking night of my life.
What day does this feel like to you?
It feels like a Friday.
Whoa! Oh!
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Oh man, Cry, the genius of Coaster Boy Josh. He makes our show sound so slick and so cool.
Yeah.
We love you, Josh. He's in there ignoring every friggin' word I'm saying.
And it's his birthday weekend.
It's Happy his birthday weekend. Hey, Josh! Really? I'm talking to you. I was telling everyone, you're a genius. You make us sound so great.
Oh my God, thank you.
I'm so glad that we're friends.
Well, it's a big, oh, me too. Yeah, but you know, it's a big show. It needs big production.
I agree.
Right? Yep.
It's the big show.
Yep.
Anyway, happy birthday weekend.
Thank you so much.
I love that song too. Can we play some BB Rexha?
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Look at that. Josh is dancing.
Yeah.
Look at Josh.
He is dancing. You know what? The only thing that's missing today is our Froggy. Froggy is on a very special assignment. He is at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And I know he's having a very emotional weekend. Have you heard from him?
Yeah, he said he's going to the hospital in 20 minutes.
Yeah. We miss you, Froggy. He'll be back Monday, though.
Yeah.
So as happy and festive as the weekend is, there's always people that have something to be mad at. Scary is on a tear. I don't think Scary usually, and we all agree, Scary is usually the guy who is the happiest. He's always laughing and childish and fun, right? It's like nothing. We could sit here and just insult you until you bleed, but you would never, ever be in a bad mood. Today, we saw a side of Scary. He is so mad. His dog is so scalded.
Uh-oh.
Look at him.
This gets to me. Okay, listen. I love life. You know exactly what you just said.
Tell everyone why you're mad. Why are you mad?
I'm mad because how does a breakfast place screw up the one thing they're supposed to do right? And
that is... He is mad.
Let's make eggs.
Okay, so we just ordered breakfast from this place, and they screwed up his breakfast. He's over there throwing it in the trash can. Then he takes it out of the trash can and re-throws it back in.
They burn the omelet. How do you burn an omelet? The bacon is as greasy as hell. The toast wasn't toasted. It was flimsy. The only thing I ate was some of the avocado. That was the only saving grace.
At least you had some great avocado for breakfast, yes. And it's good for you. It's the good fat. You know? Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're a breakfast place, and we're paying high prices. Learn to do breakfast right. Don't burn my damn eggs.
Are you telling them to do better with breakfast?
I mean, he is right.
They're brown. How do you have a brown omelet?
How do you burn eggs?
Well, I know, but look at how mad he is compared to what he's actually mad at.
There are people right now that have stopped for breakfast somewhere on their way to work, and they are doing the same thing. They're eating subpar food. They're eating breakfast with the eggs that are brown as the day is long. Put some more butter on the damn grill. What does it take to do that? Don't spray it with some pan.
So you're mad.
Yeah.
So you are mad as a dog.
You know, people know what I'm talking about. But they suffer and they stay with it and they don't complain.
Okay, well, hold on.
I understand him.
I tell you what. Let's steal a bit from our friend Charlemagne.
Oh, yes. Why are you mad?
From the Breakfast Club. Why are you mad?
Yeah.
Now we know why Scary's mad. Scary, I mean, Scary's mad. I mean, he's not putting this on. Mm-hmm. I saw him slamming stuff around a minute ago during the song. He's just like, you are at your breaking point.
Yeah. You know breakfast is my favorite meal. You know that I love my eggs. I just want a nice, silky, soft, smooth omelet.
I know you do.
No,
I know you do.
Eggs are yellow.
All right, can we try to find him a different breakfast? I mean, okay, all right. So, Danielle, why are you mad?
Okay, so I have a very crazy schedule. You know that. We found a break in the schedule tonight, and I want to go to Comic-Con. I need 3 tickets to Comic-Con. Now, I understand it's sold out, but the tickets are less than $100 when you buy them normally. They're selling them on StubHub and all these places for $250, $300 for general admission. I cannot afford to pay that much money for 3 tickets. I cannot find tickets anywhere else for cheap, and I'm trying so hard. So that's why I'm mad, because people are taking advantage of the system. Oh, come on.
Why are you mad? Why are you mad? Because the brokers are charging way too much for Comic-Con tickets.
I need 3 tickets. Somebody help me out for tonight.
Right. So we have ticket ripoffs and we have bad breakfast.
Yeah.
All right. Gandhi, why are you mad?
I am so pissed because you know how much I love dogs, specifically my sister's dog. I'm at her house right now. Went downstairs to get my morning hello from Smidge. Smidge was nowhere to be found.
Where's Smidge?
They packed up her backpack and took her to school without letting me say good morning or goodbye. And I'm pissed because I know how cute she looks with her little backpack getting ready to go out the door. Nope, no Smidge for me. I have to start my day with you guys, I guess.
Dogless?
Dogless. That's my favorite part of the morning. I'm so mad.
But look, you are mad. You're very disappointed, which turns into mad.
Mm. I was hate texting the hell out of the two of them. Like, are you crazy? You leave without letting me say goodbye to Smidge?
I gotcha.
Okay, that's fine.
Wait, Diamond, are you mad at anything?
No, not today.
Okay, never mind.
That's a first.
Wait, Scotty B, you're always mad at something. What is Scotty B mad at today?
I'm just mad that everybody keeps congregating in here, and I cannot concentrate on this show.
I know. You know what? And I'm tired of them congregating in there, too. It's a separate studio, and every time I look up, Nate is over there. And Scary was in there yelling about his breakfast. I needed him in here. You guys, I'm going to lock this friggin' door.
Yes, please.
This is why I'm mad. Because you guys keep leaving the show.
Like, this is the venting room in here. I don't understand.
All right, everyone stay out of there. Unless you're the birthday boy, Coaster Boy Josh. You're good. furthermore. Oh, hold on. Scary's mad again. Hold on. What? Yes. Are you Irish? Are you Scary Madigan?
Get it? Butter. People are saying butter is what makes eggs brown. No. Burned butter is what makes them brown. Slow and low is the tempo of cooking an omelet.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Oh. My God. He's going to bust a button.
He's really upset.
All right. Nate, why are you mad?
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, this GERD. I had that chicken thing a second ago, and I've got this burp that is sitting right here, and it can't come out.
You know what? You've been complaining a lot about your GERD lately. Yeah. You really should go see a doctor because we're mad at you complaining and bitching and moaning every day.
I thought you did see a doctor, and that's how you got the diagnosis.
No, I self-diagnosed.
Oh, God.
All right, so he's mad.
So now, like, you eat something, and you burp for, like, an hour after.
I know, but what you're mad at is your fault.
I'm a pretty good... I've been to enough doctors. I know what I'm doing.
No, but you need...
Oh, great.
I know, but you're mad because you gave yourself GERD. All right, there you go.
Whatever.
Why are you mad? GERD. GERD. Burp my GERD. You got GERD. You got GERD in the club. Who else is mad? Oh, I'm mad.
Why?
Okay, this is... Whatever. Insurance companies. When you try to, like, go get stuff done at the doctor, or you have, like, have a procedure done or something, they turn everything down. Like, you have to go in and get a CAT scan or something that could be life-threatening, and you get a recording calling your phone saying, "We're sorry, Mr. Ed, we cannot give you a CAT scan." And then you know they're supposed to cover it. Do you know how much money we pay in insurance every year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much money we pay for health insurance? And they don't do it. You have to fight with them every step of the way. I'm very mad. Hate them. The bad ones, anyway. The good ones are good.
Oh, I got more that Danielle can be mad about with these tickets.
What?
Wait till you see the service fee just to purchase a ticket from one of these stupid sites. It's going to cost as much as one of the tickets. It's crazy.
So you're going to be $500 for one ticket for Comic-Con.
I'm not going to Comic-Con then.
All right, okay. Now this is going from why are you mad to here's another reason why you should be mad. I don't know, Gandhi. Maybe we should slow down. We should slow that down. Hi, Elaine. Why are you mad?
Because at like 4 minutes ago, some lady was just trying to merge in front of me, and I wouldn't let her. So she rolls down her window, starts having a conversation with me, and goes, "Yo, bitch, don't make me get out of my car and come after you."
Whoa!
And
I'm like,
"Oh, what?" Well, that's not good.
Wow. Well, okay. Well, is there a reason why you didn't want to let her in? Not that she has the right to yell at you.
Because right before the merge, it was one lane, and she had been tailgating me on my tail of my car the whole time and trying to pass me on the right. So no, it's a one lane road. No, you're not getting in. And then it went into two lanes. So no, I would have let 100 other cars in front of me instead of this lady. But I was sitting trying to drive like a lady.
Right.
And no, she rolls down her window right next to me.
And I'm called,
like,
you a bitch.
Whoa.
She called you a bitch.
Yes.
Oh my
cool.
God.
Yes. And I'm telling you, yesterday was just my birthday. I'm still like on my birthday high. And I'm like, yo.
Hey,
what?
Don't let that woman dull your shine. Not at all.
No. Oh, I was thinking, how bad do I need to not get any more scratches on my car?
She's going to be on your mind too much today. We got to find a way to get her off your mind. Isn't it funny how we remember it? I find myself in the shower mad at things that happened 3 years ago. I'm like, damn it.
Yeah.
I'm still mad. Like, what song can I play to make you feel better, Elaine? What do you need to lift you up? Seriously, you need a good lifting, if you know what I'm saying.
God. Oh, my God. Oh, this is like too spur of the moment. Something with a lot of pop to it.
You need something that pops.
Poppy.
She needs something that pops, Scary. Scary's too mad to find anything.
I'm looking.
Something, you know, I drive, like, in Newark. I'm driving, like, I'm hitting more traffic. I'm, like, going to be driving, like, with more aggressive.
All right, we're going to find something. You are determined to be mad for the rest of the day. And don't do that, because, Elaine, you are in charge. You're in charge of what you're mad at. So you don't worry about that old hag. Really. Let that hag go. Let her go. All right, you take it easy. I'm sorry. What's wrong? Hold on. I got to go. Nate has GERD.
It's ridiculous. I took my Pepsi Complete this morning, and it's not doing a damn thing.
You need to go chew some Tums.
You need to go and get an endoscopy, please, so that we know what the hell's actually going on there, Gertie.
I know. Yeah, GERD. How do we do a show, and the producer in the corner going, whoa!
Now somebody texts in and goes, you might have hiatal hernia.
You might.
What is that?
Yes, of course. That could be
look
it.
At you. You're Mr. I-know-it-all in the medical field, and you know nothing. All right, we got to go. Elaine, you have a better day. At least you don't have GERD.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Oh,
God.
Goodness.
This is the most dysfunctional show. I got a producer over here screaming in the corner. I got Scary yelling because his eggs are burnt. And then it's like, I don't know. It's too much.
I found tickets.
You found tickets?
Yeah,
How much are they?
They're actually not that bad. Like 120.
Get them now.
Yeah, get them now.
Get them now.
Before somebody takes them.
What do you have, Scary?
don't know, Pursuit of Happiness. That's a great song.
Oh, it's a song about happiness. Would that make you forget about your burnt breakfast?
Yes.
Burnt breakfast.
Hold on, people are mad. Hello, Rachel, why are you mad? By the way, again, thanks to Charlamagne for letting us rip off his bit called Why You Mad?
What's I'm so up, mad because their roommate keeps leaving the dishes in sinks.
Roommates that leave dishes in sinks. Mm. You know what? That's what Danielle complains about. Her kids leave dishes in sinks. So she went like an entire week and didn't take one of them out.
Too bad.
Just leave them in there. Let the flies and the cockroaches just congregate in your sink.
Yep.
You know what? Did you tell your roommate, hey, yo, let's clean out the sink?
I will once he wakes up.
Yeah, yeah. No, don't. No, no, no. Don't let him sleep. Wake him up. Hey, wake up. Get your ass in there and clean out the sink. Take control, Rachel. That's your sink too, okay?
Okay.
All right. Don't be mad. There you go.
Aren't the lyrics to Pursuit of Happiness kind of depressing?
Read them to me.
Oh, hold on. Let me find him. I just know he's talking about like drinking and driving and not everything that shines is gold. And
God, that doesn't sound like a happy song. It sounds happy.
It's fast.
Okay.
Yeah, but there are some sad, fast songs. Go ahead.
Crush a bit, little bit, roll it up, take a hit, feeling it, feeling all right. 2 a.m. summer night, hand on the wheel, driving drunk, I'm doing my thing. Rolling the Midwest, siding out, living my life, getting our drinks. People told me slow my roll. I'm screaming out,
I'm
doing whatever I want, looking ahead, no turning back. I guess it's not that bad.
Huh. I know,
but if I die, know I lived it to the full.
It's not that great, though. It's
not happy.
It's not happy. We need a happy song where the music and the lyrics are pure happy.
Peppas.
Oh, Fanuka.
Faruka.
Ooh.
Oh, is that Fanuka?
Oh. Faruka.
Oh, it's Faruko. Yeah. I thought it was Fanuka.
This puts everyone in a great mood.
Who's Fanuka?
Well, I don't know.
Let's play that new hit by Fanuka.
Invite Fanuka over.
Is there a Fanuka? Hey, Gerd Boy, why don't you look up Fanuka, see if they have a new song out.
Now this person's saying I'm having a heart attack. I don't know what's going on here.
You are falling. Your wheels are falling off right in front of me. Okay. All right.
Fanuka has a profile on Pinterest. That's all I can find.
Fanuka. Well, who's Fanuka?
I don't know.
Fanuka doesn't have a hit.
No.
Faruko does.
Fanuki.
But what do we know if this is a happy song?
Yes. It talks about going to the club and, dancing and doing other things.
Well, of course it
does. In Spanish.
That's right. I love this song. You in for it?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Turn it off. It's giving Nate GERD.
Right here. It's like I'm right here.
Come on. Life's what you make of it. If someone walks up to you today and says something really rude, just look at him. Look at him. Look up and down and go, huh? Shut up, bitch. Only if it's a guy. I love calling guys bitches. Nate's my number one bitch.
I'm the biggest bitch you know.
You really are, Gerdy bitch. Look at that bitch over there with Gerd. Seriously, don't let people ruin your day. It's their day to ruin. Their day, not yours. They can't ruin your day. You don't let them. Seriously. Someone sent a text. Are you guys high?
We should be.
We're high on life. Scary, are you still mad about your bad breakfast?
You know what? I'm a little less mad.
Okay.
The music really turned my frown upside
down. Nate, are you feeling a little better about your GERD?
I do. I think, the music helped.
Yeah, Gandhi, I know you miss your doggy. You'll see your doggy again. It's going to be
I'll
okay.
I'll see you later. Yeah, it's okay.
What about you, Daniel? You finally got those tickets for Comic-Con?
I did, and they're cheaper than I thought.
Woo! There you go.
Thank you, Comic-Con.
The day is what you make of it. So cool. Anyway, welcome to Friday. Let's get into the three things we need to know. Or should we? Do we need news right now?
Really?
I don't know. It's your call, Gandhi.
I'm ready.
Okay. Here we go. We're all happy. Right. We're all really happy now.
Yes, we're all happy.
But now reality.
Reality. There are mixed reactions to President Biden promising to pardon thousands of people convicted of simple marijuana possession. Some are calling the plan dangerous and outrageous. Others are calling it long overdue. The pardons will apply to all Americans who have been convicted of the charge at the federal level. And now Biden is asking the Attorney General to review how marijuana is classified under federal law. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is authorizing name changes for more than 1,100 military bases and facilities with Confederate ties. A Pentagon memo says Austin agreed with all the naming commission recommendations and expects to put them into effect as soon as possible. And finally, a fire started by a volcano has caused irreparable damage to Easter Island's iconic towering Stoneheads.
No.
You know the sculptures I'm talking about?
Yes.
Local indigenous and Chilean authorities say the fire that started Monday on the island scorched almost 250 acres and burned a number of the stone carved statues known as Moai.
God, they've been there for how long?
Forever. I mean, not forever, but they've been there for a very long time. They're hoping people will be able to restore them, but they have to let all of this finish first, so we'll see. And those are your three things.
Wow, I was happy till the news came on.
Sorry. Play another happy song, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah!
Hey, Gerd boy, we're running late.
Hey, you're sounding great. It's
all
fine.
Right, all right, well, I'll listen to you.
I got this feeling.
Where is it?
Inside my bones.
Just wondering.
It goes electric.
It's Deep Friday. Go out there and hotbox the day, baby.
Break it down.
Got this feeling in my body.
Can't stop feeling.
Got this feeling in my body. Come on.
Excellent, excellent. There you go.
I'm in a great mood now.
That's good. We saved one.
Why do you listen to this crap? Seriously.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
If you're a murderer, stop murdering.
I'm not a murderer.
Okay.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
What a day, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Dave Brody's going to be on with us in a few minutes.
Oh, that's nice.
He's going to be at Comic-Con. So, Danielle, when you go to Comic-Con, stop by the Brody booth.
I think we're there different days, but that's okay.
All right. No, he'll come in.
He'll come special.
Also, Froggy's on special assignment at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. We're going to talk to him in a few minutes. He's walking those halls, and he's learning so much about all the miracles that happen at St. Jude. And so, let's see. We got to get some sound on. We've got to go around the room. Thank you to our friends at DeLonghi. You know, Alex had his big golf outing to raise money for the Pride Center of Staten Island. They actually brought in a combi, an air fry oven.
Oh, nice.
As a special door prize.
Yeah.
As part of the silent auction. And thank you to DeLonghi. And by the way, the coffee cart will be here next week. Thank you to DeLonghi.
Yeah.
We love you. We love DeLonghi so much. You know, it's really funny how skipping down the road, we've just collected this wonderful, wonderful number of partners and
people.
I don't even consider them clients. I hate that word. I mean, like DeLonghi, and you hear us talk about them all the time. You know who we're passionate about.
Of course.
Oh, speaking of Norwegian Cruise Line, we were driving up to the new studios to take a tour yesterday on the West Side Highway, and right there on the Hudson River, Prima.
It was so cool. Pretty. People were stopping to take pictures of it.
Yeah.
Like they were getting out of their car to take pictures of it because it's that beautiful.
Our beautiful Prima. We spent a couple of nights on that. I'm surprised they didn't like sink it after we were done with it. But anyway, it's so beautiful. I can't wait till you bust your vacation on Prima. Yeah. I know Deanna's there right now, isn't she?
She's on board. They're heading to, I believe, Nova Scotia or Newfoundland right now.
Oh my God, salmon in her future.
Yeah.
That's cool. So much to celebrate today. Let's go around the room. I want to start there. I want to see what's on your mind. What's left of it, anyway, after this week. This has been a jarring hell of a week. That's why we're balls deep into the weekend.
I love that.
It's a balls. It's a balls deep Friday.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to explain that to my parents later. So thank you.
You know, it just draw the diagram. It's easier. We'll start with you, Gandhi. What's on your mind, other than having to describe balls deep to your mom and dad?
Oh, that'll be terrible. But if you are trying to be happy this morning and you want to chuckle, I just posted the video that I sent to all of you, but I posted it on my Instagram story. I implore you, our listeners, go watch this video of Scary dancing. It was great.
Well, part of him is dancing.
Part of him is dancing.
He's got some fancy handwork.
Yeah, leave it at that. Go check it out.
Oh, go check it out. At Baby Hot Sauce. It's in my stories. It's not on my feed. It's in my stories. But one of my favorite things to do is watch Scary Dance in the little computer screen. It was great.
Yeah, he truly did hit the dance floor.
He did.
Producer Sam, what's going on with you?
So this weekend is our shower. And I say ours because we did a quote. They call it Jack and Jill. And it just means not just women are invited.
Right.
And I realized I gave myself way more work than an average bride because I told my mom, I specifically want it at a brewery. I want these kinds of decorations. I want this, that. So now I realize I'm going to work to make my mom happy because everything I planned made her unhappy. So just let your parent or whatever surprise you with something. It'll be way more worth it than this.
Okay.
Energy is.
Oh, let's do it.
I took out the surprise for mom and now I feel badly. So I've got to make it about her.
No.
Family dynamic.
You have quite a complicated life. Why are you wrapped in a blanket?
It's freezing in here. Why aren't you wrapped in a blanket?
It is cold. I didn't take my jacket off at all today because I was so cold.
I'm warm over here because I'm next to Scary. He's dancing. Danielle, what's up with you?
So I want to thank my family and actually Sam as well. So if you are a sport family and your kids play soccer or baseball or whatever, and they're very serious about it and they're playing academy or whatever, you know your life revolves around their schedule. Mm-hmm. And thank God I have a family who gets it, because my sister's having a party this weekend, Sam's having a party, and I'm like, guys, I'm not going to probably make it. And they're like, we get it. We understand. Don't worry.
Wait a minute. I'm not more important than your son?
I love you. So I will be footballing, soccering all weekend long in between Comic-Con. And so they understand and I love them. So God bless you. Thank you, family, for being so amazing. And
you're,
Sam,
you're going to be footballs deep this weekend.
I will be footballs deep this weekend and I'm excited about
it. I'm in. Hey, Scary, yeah. What's up?
Well, you know, there is this worldwide problem we're having of food waste, and it's because of these best before labels. I'm telling you, I've been saying this a long time, Scotty is my witness, that we throw away food far too quickly because it says best before. Mm-hmm. They're going to be changing these pretty soon. I'm reading about it now, and it looks like they're going to put a bill through to make sure it's all one message. When does it go rotten? That's all we need to know. Then you throw it away. But best before needs to go because people think that, oh, I should throw this away. No, it's good for another 2-3 weeks.
You solved world hunger.
Wow.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
There you go, Scary.
I'm just saying.
So, you know, we do live in a world where there's not enough food. If someone wants to eat, you can check Scary's trash can right now where he just threw away a mountain of food. For the breakfast. There's a breakfast for a family of 10 in there.
Because they were brown eggs. He doesn't like brown eggs.
Just throw away food so quickly. Oh my God.
I've never seen food fly so fast.
This was an exception because they burned my breakfast.
Okay, all right. Hey,
that's so crazy. You just totally contradicted yourself this morning.
I know.
People, listen to me. Take me serious. We've got a problem here in the world. We're out of food.
Yeah.
I just threw mine away, but everyone else is starving.
What's up there, Nate?
All right, this is your regular reminder that life is short. Enjoy it while you can.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
I plan on doing some peeping this weekend.
I beg your pardon?
What? Exactly. You heard me right. It is fall, and in upstate New York, it's the peak of the fall foliage. So I'm going to go do a little leaf peeping. Aww. So if anybody would like to join me, Elvis, I would love to have you peep with me.
I love
and go
leaf peeping.
Check out those leaves. It's going to be some beautiful autumnal colors. I can't wait.
You want me to go upstate and go leaf peeping with you?
Yeah, it's a thing.
I'd rather stick my wiener in a pencil sharpener. And turn it on high.
Come on, Elvis. Yeah. We'll have a good old time.
I'd rather put my scrotal area in a paper shredder than hang out with you looking at leaves, Jake.
Okay, fine.
But I love you.
All right, well, whatever you do, don't waste life.
Leaves are a good place to bury the body.
There is that. Yeah, he knows that. Absolutely. Someone was texting in, Elvis, how come you never go around the room? I'll tell you why, because I talk for 4 hours.
You do sometimes.
You are the room.
It's time for me to shut up. That's the whole point of around the room. It's like people want to hear something that everyone else has to say other than me. Because I'm like, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'll give you an around the room.
Let's hear it.
I just, a few moments ago, completed an exercise within where I felt my shoulders go down and relax, and I felt my breath go deeper and exhaled and felt so much better about the week because there's something going on, doesn't matter, but I kind of let it go. You try to control things in your life to the point where you start grinding your teeth and can't sleep at night. Mm-hmm. I have this one thing in my life where I'm trying to force what I think is good to happen, but I can't force it. It's going to have to work itself out, and I let go. And it's so funny how your body responds to that without you even knowing. It's just a subconscious thing, and you become conscious about it.
Yeah.
And I think it's so clear to all of us. We need to let ourselves off the hook, and we need to let other people off the hook sometimes.
Good idea.
So something very personal going on, I let it go. I'm not going to fight it anymore. I'm going to let it go. And I feel so at peace.
Wow.
That's why I am balls deep this weekend. We are so happy to hear from Froggy. Froggy is at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. We've been talking about you all morning. Hi, Froggy. We miss you.
Good morning. I miss you guys, too.
We miss you so much.
Miss
but
you, Frog.
You're doing such an important thing, walking through those hallways of miracles. Tell us what you've learned so far at St. Jude.
We are actually on the way there. Yesterday, we got to meet some of the patients and hear exactly what St. Jude's mission is and what they do and how it works. And it really is amazing. The two things that really stuck with me were, number one, parents do not get a bill when they go to St. Jude. They're here to heal their child so that the parents can worry about their children, and St. Jude takes care of the rest. And number two, all of the research that St. Jude does, they share it with other hospitals. They don't, like, charge other people to get their research. Everything they do, they're an open book, and they share it with everybody. So they're working on so much to cure cancer all around the world.
It's so interesting. If you ever have the opportunity to walk those hallways, you go into these little pods, big pods, and these are laboratories. And each laboratory yes. represents a different type of cancer that children can get. Mm-hmm. You could have an eye cancer over here. You could have a lung cancer over here. You know, cancers are all cancer, but they're all so different.
Yeah.
And they are pulling off miracles every day in St. Jude. And the fact that you're so lucky to be there, Froggy, well, that's a blessing. It's a blessing to you and to us for you to share it with us. Truly.
I am. And to see these kids who have the most amazing outlook and perspective on life is a complete, like, reality check for really everybody. And we're all talking about that as we're here together. We're like, you know, you sit here and you worry about things in your life that are very just minimal and minuscule compared to what these kids are going through. And they have the greatest attitude and the best outlook. And just meeting these kids is amazing.
I said that to him when I was talking to him. I said, you are going to be so affected by this weekend emotionally. I feel like it might change you as a person.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I need it.
Yeah. Good God, if anyone needs to change it's this one.
That's why they send me here.
Not at all. Exactly. It's a special camp for Froggy. No, St. Jude, you know what? Here's the thing. St. Jude is such a major, huge institution. People sometimes overlook what they're all about and how to contribute because they're like, oh, they're St. Jude. They're fine. Yeah. They don't need me. Not true. Not true. If they want to keep pulling off these miracles and helping these families at no cost and coming up with incredible ideas and cures, and you got to help them. So if you ever have a chance to help St. Jude, please do. Froggy, are you going to be live Monday morning?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I'll be back. Yeah, I get home late Sunday. I'll be there on Monday morning.
All right, we'll see you then. Have a wonderful weekend, and check in with us, okay?
Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Love you, Frog.
Love you, Frog.
Love you all. Love you guys.
Bye. St. Jude, love him. All right, well, we haven't done half of the stuff we wanted to do. We do have sound on the way. Garrett, don't go far.
I won't.
Also, a conversation with Dave Brody, who will be at Comic-Con here in New York this weekend, all on the way.
Good morning to everyone.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
1 in 5 people has experienced identity theft. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year. Use promo code Elvis at LifeLock.com.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
It's always an exciting time in New York when Comic-Con rolls through town. I don't know, Danielle, when are you going?
Today.
Today? Oh, no, you got to go tomorrow.
Oh, is that what I
tell
when
you
Brody's
why? Because our own Dave Brody is going to be at Comic-Con tomorrow. Hey, oh. Brody, good morning.
Hey, am I caller 100?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You just won an office chair.
Yes.
I gotta tell
best
you a funny story.
Ever.
I was sitting here this morning, and a friend of ours down the hall is walking past our window with an office chair. So where's that going? She said, Brody wants his chair. I went, okay. Oh. I'm like, take him too. Who else do you want? How many chairs do you want? We got to get rid of these.
Yeah, just the one. I forgot to take it, and Jamie has a Jeep, so she's going to take it home.
I know, but the question is, how many chairs can you fit in a Jeep? As you know, we're moving to new studios. Every chair has to go. It needs a home, and we hate to see them waste away to nothing. Anyway.
Exactly.
Well, congratulations. You won an office chair. So how excited are you to be in your own Topps booth at Comic-Con here in New York tomorrow? Talk about it.
Well, very excited. So a couple of months back, we had Topps up. They're known mostly for their baseball cards, of course, and they were up to promote card collecting day. And I said to the guys, hey, you know, not only does Topps make baseball cards, I'm a big fan of Wacky Packages. I grew up with them. They are stickers of everyday products you find in a supermarket, except they're funny parody pun versions of the product. And I said, it's my dream to write those since I'm a kid. And they said, oh, we'll put you in touch with the guy who's in charge of Wacky Packages. Francis will hook you up.
By the way, as you pick up off your speakerphone and go to your regular phone, I'll tell people that Wacky Packages, as Brody said, have been around in Topps cards for years.
Yeah.
So can you imagine a kid growing up saying, you know, I want to design Wacky Packages and the Wacky Package cards, and now you have been asked to do that. That's pretty cool.
Yes, I was on Bluetooth. I would never be on speakerphone. I hope I sound better now.
You really don't. You do we have old phones he can take with him too? I don't know. It doesn't sound right. Sounds weird. Okay, so anyway, Comic-Con, we all need it. Good God, we love Comic-Con. It is going on this weekend. Danielle will be there today, but not in her own booth like you. She's just walking around.
No, just walking around.
But Brody Brody will be signing his stickers along with the stickers artist Neil Camara. Is that his name?
Camara.
Oh, I guess it is spelled Camara.
Yeah, that's his name, Camara.
I know, but it's spelled like that, so you assume it's not pronounced like that. Anyway, so talk about what we can get at your booth, because people love to like cram a bunch of stuff in their bags at Comic-Con.
Yeah, well, I'll be at booth 2819 if you have a massive Comic-Con, and I'll be signing some of my stickers that have come out. They're available today on Topps' website. You can go to my social media at David Brody. On my Instagram account is the link in the bio. And you can buy the set. It's only available for a limited time, as they say. But there are 5 stickers that I created, and I helped design with the artist, and they're out. They approved 5 of the 6 that I wrote. One of them they said would not pass the censors. They did not.
Oh, really? See, that's the one we want.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I had done a spoof of Caro syrup, you know, the stuff you use for pecan pie.
Yeah, Caro syrup.
And I did Karen syrup. One sip, and you'll demand to speak to the manager. And they would not let that through.
Well, I see where you're coming from. Okay. But I think that would have been a great collab. Maybe you can come up with your own and make that like a very, very special edition. Anyway, so again, it's at Comic-Con tomorrow at 1 o'clock. You can meet Brody at booth 2819 with Neil Camara. And of course, you can go on to Dave Brody's social media at David Brody on Instagram, and you can click on the link, and you can actually buy his set of wacky packages from Topps. That's so cool. Childhood dreams do come true.
Yes, and if I could plug a couple more things while I have you, Elvis, if you don't mind.
Okay, I can't. I wish I could understand you. And what your phone is really bad.
I'll plug a couple of more things.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, go ahead. Plug away.
Yeah. Okay. Hello. So I have a new Meth song out today for the playoffs, and that'll be available on my social media.
Meth?
Today. Yeah, New York Mets.
Oh, Mets. See, I'm telling you, your phone made it sound like you said meth.
You know what? I think it's your phone system. If I were you, I would move studios by next week.
I don't know. Everyone else today sounded pretty clear, to be honest.
All right.
All right, so you have, Mets. Go ahead.
Yep, so the Mets song will be out on my social media today as well. And I wanted to know if I could use this opportunity to save a stamp and RSVP for Sam's wedding. Can I do that now, here?
Oh, sure, I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
Does Sam know?
He does now.
It's just a link. You don't even need to send something.
Yeah, I think it's a link.
Yeah. Well, I'm RSVPing this particular time. So.
No, Brody, you can't rely on us to RSVP for you. You need to do that on your own.
Oh, well, that's disappointing. Okay.
Oh, my God.
You lazy bastard. All you do is click the link and say I'm coming.
Listen, I'm very busy not working right now, okay. So I don't have time for that.
Sounds like you got a lot going on. All right, so, you know, if you want to know all of the above, simply go to @DavidBrody on Instagram and click the link, and it's all right there. All right, Brody, we'll see you at the wedding, but I'm not going to tell her that. You've got to tell her yourself. That's your job.
All right, fine. Goodbye, everybody.
Have fun at Comic-Con, Brody.
Have fun, Brody.
Talk to you later.
I will. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
There you go. Look at that. Stealing chairs and making us do his RSVP work for him.
Consistency is key.
Exactly. Brody has not changed. All right, let's get into sound. Yes. Garrett, what do you have? It's Friday. It's music day.
New music. Let's start with Willow. This is called You're a Stranger.
Willow,
let's move over to Nickelback. It's called Those Days, and you'll probably see it a lot on Instagram with like a picture montage very soon. We'd be turning up the stereo,
playing everywhere we go. Yeah, this is going to be all over Instagram.
Yeah, it'll be all over Instagram.
You can hear it immediately.
All right, let's talk about Charlie Puth. His album came out. Here's one of two. These are There's a First Time for Everything.
Oh, this is from his new album?
Yeah. Here's another one from Charlie Puth. This is called Loser.
What? He's on And by the way, Charlie Puth is here next Wednesday.
Well, nice. I thought it was Tuesday.
Well, we moved it.
Oh. We moved it.
Yeah, we're very fluid.
I was going to say that.
And then finally, wow. Sagala, DJ, producer, teaming up with Ellie Goulding. This is called All By Myself, sampling Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode sampling?
Yeah.
There it is. Excellent. New Music Friday is always fun with the sound of Garrett. You're a good American, Garrett.
Thank you very much, and happy PA week to all the physician assistants out there.
Oh, that's right. You married one. You got to say happy PA week. Thank you, Garrett.
I wake up to you every day.
You're the reason I wake up in the morning. I wake up to the
sound. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
It's Gary Jones. The good neighbors at State Farm believe you don't have to give up what you love for great insurance. For surprisingly great rates, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com to get a quote today.
It is Coaster Boy Josh's birthday weekend. He's going to get really high, eat a lot of good food, but not until we sing him happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Josh. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, look at that. Danielle, what did you give Josh? A nice orange cake?
Yes, it's because it's Halloween month, so it's a pumpkin cake for his birthday. And let me just tell you what almost just happened.
What?
Andrew and Scotty tried to put their penis in the cake, and I stopped them from doing it.
Both of them did?
No,
it was actually a wooden penis, not a real one.
Yeah.
No.
What? What?
No, we just were going to like put that bottle opener on there so it made a mark. That's all.
It's not funny.
Okay. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
This is the worst birthday ever. Can't wait to have some of that cake.
Am I supposed to cut it with this penis?
Yes, no.
If you could cut it with your penis.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow. He just American Pied that cake. Happy birthday, Josh. We love you.
Love you, Josh.
Thank you.
Oh, for he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow.
What is it about a guy's nipples?
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
If you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee, or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's Coffee ToppersFoam.com.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's StBonaventureMission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5%. Your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35 for 5% discount. Restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.